Everyone loves a good family mystery, especially one with as many twists and turns as June's journey. Step into the role of June Parker and search for hidden clues to uncover the mystery of her sister's murder. June's Journey is a hidden object mystery game with a captivating detective story taking you back to the glamour of the 1920s with a diverse cast of characters. And if you know me, you know I love the 20s era.
Engage your sense of observation to find hidden clues. Search for hidden objects from the parlors of New York to the sidewalks of Paris and uncover a collection of dazzling hidden object spectacles for you to solve. We're all here because we love drama and thrills, right? Well, this game has the perfect twists and turns to keep your brain asking, what happened here? You can chat and play with or against others by joining a detective club. Can you crack the case? Download June's Journey for free today on iOS and Android. Hey, everybody, welcome to another episode of Beyond the Blinds. As always, it's Kelly
and Troy.
And this week, we are doing an episode that has been, I feel like we have been teasing this episode since we started the whole podcast, but we are doing Bradley Cooper.
We are, in fact, doing Mr. Bradley fucking Cooper. Finally, this gets brought up so much, I feel.
So one of the things about Bradley Cooper's blind item life is that he's actually a closeted actor. He's actually in the closet. And I always have trouble like articulating when blind items are saying, you know, he's cheating with on women with women, but he's also closeted. Like, do you have any insight on that?
I mean, I always say that I think it's really like, it's really difficult to compare like our lives or like what we've seen in our lives to the life of somebody like a Bradley Cooper. Cause there's like, the boundaries aren't the same.
Mm-hmm.
Like what we do is just like not the same as what somebody like a Bradley Cooper does, just based on like the access that he would have to like anything he wants, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, if you're questioning your sexuality, or if maybe you're a little bit bi, or maybe you've dabbled or you've experimented or you're just closeted, like you're able to really fucking live that life, whatever it may be. So I don't know. I just don't even try and like, you know, I just don't even try to go there a lot of the time because I'm like, there's no comparison between our lives.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. I always just feel like when it comes to sex in Hollywood, it just is what it is.
That's exactly it.
Mm-hmm.
It really is just what it is. Like, you can just kind of hook up with whoever you want and not have any like hangups about it.
For sure. Now, what are your overall thoughts about Bradley?
I think that he's a really good actor, genuinely. I think that he has sort of fallen into this, like I would almost say that he's this era's George Clooney in a lot of ways.
Okay.
A quote bachelor who's also the sexiest man in the world, you know, a longtime bachelor. Yeah, I mean, I do look at him as kind of tortured, though. Like, tortured, because I feel like if we really knew who he was, like, as a person, like, it would be totally different than what we think of him. Like, I don't think that he's his public image at all.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
Yeah, I agree with pretty much everything you said. There's something about me, though, that just thinks he's such an asshole. Mm-hmm. I don't really have anything to back that up. But I just don't think he's like a pleasant person. But then you always hear about him taking pictures with fans and having conversations with them.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. Maybe I should just get that out of my head because he actually does treat his fans like super nice.
Right.
But yeah, I definitely think he's a good actor. I'm glad that he broke away from like, I guess the asshole roles.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Silver Linings Playbook is one of my favorite movies of all time.
Yeah, he's really, really good.
He's a great actor.
He's almost like, it's crazy that men like him are even like born hot, attractive, hunky, amazing actor. Like, you're just born to be a leading man.
I will say, I don't find him like as hot as everyone else does.
I don't either.
Look at us.
I don't. It's not that I don't get it, but I just don't feel it, you know?
Yeah. I don't know. Something about him rubs me the wrong way and I can't explain it.
I'll tell you something. It really says a lot that I've never pictured myself having sex with him. It really is like, because that's like pretty rare. So the fact that I've never even thought about it is like very telling.
He's not dirty enough for you.
I know. Maybe I'll like him after this. Maybe after read the blood, I'm like, oh, I get it. Now you're I like it.
I will have sex with him.
Yeah.
Well, those were opinions. Everything from here on out is alleged. Take from it what you will. And we have to start with who Bradley Cooper has dated, of course. So he was previously married to Jennifer Esposito from 2006 to 2007. Then he has dated Isabella Brewster, Renee Zellweger, Zoe Saldana, Suki Waterhouse, and Irina Shayk. And then he's rumored to have hooked up with J-Lo, Olivia Wilde, Denise Richards, and Cameron Diaz.
He has a fun dating history. We got to do a Cameron Diaz episode.
I'm nervous that it would ruin her for me.
You know, I don't think it would. I feel like it would be like kind of what you expect. But she's just always she dates everybody.
And I think it's so crazy how she stepped away from Hollywood the way she did. At like the top of her game, really.
I still can't get over it. It's very painful.
Mm.
I miss her so much.
But she's sister-in-law with your bestie.
True. And she's going to be on RuPaul's Drag Race this year, which is exciting. And she looks fucking stunning in the preview.
Interesting.
I know. I'm like, cool.
I think we're going to see her do more like fun things. Because I know she's partnered with Benny Drama for a few things.
I hope so. I miss her laugh. Like, I just miss her.
Troy, this episode isn't about Cameron Diaz.
Okay.
It's about Bradley Cooper.
Anybody else miss Cameron Diaz? Anyway. Okay, so we're starting in 2009. This baby's sure to break a lot of hearts out there. Now, it's certainly not news that Nevis Divine is undeniably sexy. He's got a steady flow following from his fans and paparazzi to a bevy of nearly naked girls, all vying for a piece of luscious Nev's sort of hairy frame. But as so often is the case with the hugely slobbered set, Nevis doesn't always look to chicks to ignite his fire. In fact, we very nearly could have a potential toothy tile on our hands. Because just like old beloved Toothy Tile, Divine was once as carefree with his attraction to guys as he now is with his fairer sex. Nevis has been famous for a while now, but his white hot infamy's only recently been building. And we just learned that only a couple of years ago, Indy showed up to a very prominent industry function and as his date brought along another man. Love this dude's nerve. As Indy introduced his non-famous plus one, Nevis' babe was sure to label his companion a boyfriend, while the two were nonchalantly, quote, coupley all evening. Say those who hang with Mr. D now as they did, and now were most decidedly not saying this was a boy date who was simply a friend, but a friend with nookie benefits for sure. Pals close to our semi-closeted heartthrob claimed that Indy would, quote, fool around with guys sometimes, but that he considered it, quote, no big deal, which is ironic because, really, it isn't, at least not until one of those fooler arounders heads to the nearest checkbook dispensing tabloid office. So it's going to be a lot of that, I'm assuming.
Yeah, it is. Okay. It's a lot of blinds like that.
Okay.
Could it be that a certain gay blade has shaven off one beard and grown another? It's one thing to hang out with that friendly filly who has known her way around a queen or two. Now he's clinging onto a more desperate dame who, if I'm not mistaken, never met a gay man she didn't like. His undeniable charms have worked pretty well in the past. His breakthrough happened when he focused on a guy mentioned in this very column. That time he landed a series. The only thing that could happen with this bitch is he'd shrink half a foot and lose all of his hair. So that is Bradley allegedly dating Jennifer Aniston, then moved on to Renee Zellweger. And he supposedly got his first role through dating Victor Garber. And his first role was Alias.
That's wild.
Yeah.
That is crazy.
You know I love me some Victor Garber.
Yeah. And like, that's really hot. Victor Garber and Bradley Cooper, like, that's fucking hot.
You're like, maybe I do want to have sex with Bradley Cooper.
I'm like, oh wait, he is male. He's got everything I like. Which sometimes emaciated Hollywood A-lister is demanding that her people step up her arrangement with her current actor beau so that they can get engaged quite soon to help with publicity for her next movie. While he went along with the contracted relationship quite happily, his star is rising fast enough for him to have second thoughts about the next step. And that's Renee Zellweger. And we also get a lot of requests to do Renee and Kenny Chesney.
Okay.
That makes sense
for sure.
That'd be fun.
This actress is expecting a very special gift of jewelry soon from her actor boyfriend. After all, they've been dating for a while, they've met each other's families, and they each get more press together than either one would get alone. So it's reasonable to expect that an engagement ring would be forthcoming, right? Yes, but not to her. The engagement ring is going to his very special boyfriend, who has been forced to lurk in the shadows for several years now. Our actress might get a ring too, but although the jewelry may be real, all involved are very clear that the hetero sentiment is totally fake. Yes, she knows all about the other guy, and she knows that she plays a distant second to him, but she also really loves how fake relationship boosts her image and her income. We personally think that a 3-stone ring would be most appropriate, not to symbolize their past, present, and future love for each other, but to symbolize all three of the people in the relationship. And again, that's Renee.
I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Do you think that, like, maybe in the next, like, 10 years, like, we'll see much less of this because, like, the TikTok generation clearly doesn't care if their leading man doesn't really like women? Like, is this just going to be forever? Or, like, because it just feels so unnecessary.
I mean, I hope so. But I don't know if the actors that are currently closeted are all of a sudden going to come out.
Right.
You know, you'd hope it would change over the years, but there's still like the discourse where it's like, oh, well, you know, Matt Bomer came out. He's so handsome. He's a great actor. He doesn't get roles really, unless it's with Ryan Murphy now.
Oh, it's so gross. And I feel like it's like it's manipulative because then those guys, all the gays that run everything are like, you need me. Oh, yeah. It's such a sick like system.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, I hope it changes, but I don't know if it will.
Yeah, I agree with you. I guess, I mean, if it's been this way for 100 years, it's not just going to like change.
No.
It's just so silly. It's like nobody cares if you're dating Renee Zellweger, Bradley. Promise you. Nobody. Yeah,
exactly.
So we're now in 2010. What middle-aged television actor has finally found his path in Hollywood after years of kissing the wrong person's ass? Many wonder what took so long for him to catch on as a big name. What they don't know is that the only way that he got his first starring role was by promising a washed-up actress that he would take her with him. She knew people and could get him involved in a lot of films. And now he's on the A-list, but has to carry her skeleton with him everywhere he goes. He has tried to lose her, but she will not let go. And that's Renee. That's very interesting.
There are a lot of Renee blinds coming up.
Okay.
This guy may be a talented actor, but his fame so far has been more about his personal life rather than his professional life. That may change with the release of his next film, which he hopes will be one that launches him for his talent rather than for whom he's dating. However, be prepared for him to dump his current arm candy if the numbers show that his relationship with her prevents people from taking him seriously. It will be sad when he breaks her heart, though, because while he sees her as a publicity ploy, she is genuinely in love with him. And again, that's Renee and Brad. Was Renee, like, hated in Hollywood that I don't remember?
I think that there was a point of her, like, being exhausting.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah.
You know? I also just had to remind myself that he wasn't that famous at this time.
And I always felt like he was like a fame hungry person. Again, I have all these feelings about him that I don't know where they came from. I don't.
Oh, that's, you're like, I think that he's a pickpocketer, and it's just something.
What did Bradley Cooper do to me in a past life?
I get it though. Your feet, it's like his vibe. Like, I understand what you're saying.
Know who else gives me the same vibe? Jacob Elordi.
Well,
he's dark sided.
He seems dark sided. He does. I'm not gonna lie. There is an actor who has been in the business for a long time, but finally hit popularity. He seems to be adapting well to all the fame and the women he has been required to be seen with. And while everyone wonders what team he plays for, no one would ever guess. He doesn't like women. He doesn't like men. He likes them both in one. Yep, he launches off for men who have been nipped and tucked into becoming a woman. Oh my God. But left their twigs and berries. Seems he likes to have the best of both worlds. The journey of watching these blinds learn terms and get, I mean, like, it's a journey. It is nothing short of a journey, the way that they talk about people.
And also, please remember, we do not write these blind items.
Yes. Please. Yes, please. Because every day we get somebody being like, I can't believe you guys wrote that. Why do you think this? These are not our thoughts. They are just words that we're reading that were written 10 years ago.
Which celebrity couple has decided to go all the way with their, quote, romance and are thinking about getting engaged to pump up their status? He's gay and she has stars in her eyes. Don't worry, they won't go through with it. They both want publicity from the breakup and plan on milking it to the last drop. And no, it's not Kellan Lutz and Ashley Greene. It's Renee and Bradley.
Which Hollywood couple are failing to convince people that they're the new power couple in town? It's been a long time since one of her films has scored, whereas her intended is on the way up. He was convinced into this PR-made match, but he's having massive second thoughts. You can see the actress being dumped yet again, perhaps even before she gets to the altar this time. Ugh, it just seems torturous to me.
Yeah, it seems like a big old mindfuck, Troy.
Yeah.
So now we're in 2011, and this might be one of my favorite blinds I've ever read. The last one worked out well for him, but now he's ready for a new beard. He's been meeting with potential candidates for several weeks now. In case you'd like the job, here are his requirements. Female, pretty, age 25 to 40. What an age range. Actress, no musicians or models. Established in your own career, but don't outshine him. Feminine but athletic. He would like to have a workout buddy. Primary residence in or around LA. Bonus points if you also have a New York place. Previous experience as beard preferred. Available to start within the next 3 months. And that's apparently what Bradley put out when he was looking for a beard, or what his, you know, team was looking for.
Interesting.
Because I've always wondered, like, how they picked the perfect beard.
Right. It's funny that it said no musicians. I wonder why.
I don't know. It's like no models. It's like, sir, you didn't follow that rule at all.
Right. Which A-list action star had a chin implant when he was a struggling nobody? At the time, he was married to a movie actress who is now on TV. He would cry on his wife's shoulder that he would never be a leading man because of his weak jaw. And that's when he was with Jennifer Esposito. That's really funny.
Can we talk about this really quick?
Sure.
Because Zac Efron, our boy Zac, just did it's press for his new movie, and he did not look great.
I know.
And I think, you know, we talk a lot about women in Hollywood and how Hollywood is so hard on them, but also men.
Right.
I think we talked about it probably in the Zac episode, and maybe we talk so much shit, Troy. I don't know when we talk about things or if we have. But yeah, it's so crazy that, you know, someone like Bradley Cooper, who is Hollywood gorgeous, let's call him, but he still felt the need to do that just to get roles. I don't know. We don't talk about like the men's side of it enough, I don't think.
I agree. And it's weird because it's like with girls, young girls or women, it's like fine to like know that they do it. Like you know, it used to be you had to get plastic surgery, but like it had to be so perfect that you couldn't tell.
Yeah.
And if you could tell, then like the media and the public would like shame you for like people knowing that you got a nose job or whatever. Whereas now it feels like it's like, oh, it's obviously okay for people to know, because it's almost like a rite of passage. Like if you have a BBL or whatever, like you want people to know. But with, and not to say that that's like a, everybody, I mean, obviously they still, we still shame women for getting noticeable surgery, but with men, it's like, if you can even tell a tiny bit that they got even like Botox, people will read them.
And Bradley is someone who I feel like always looks fucking different on a red carpet.
Yeah, I agree. Oh, it feels like maybe they're being advised by people or something to do it. Like, Zach's hurt my spirit.
Yeah.
Because Zach is like a lightning in a bottle beauty. Like, the kind of attractive he was doesn't come along very often.
100%.
It's painful.
What attention-starved star has been trying to convince the media she's finding romance with a hottie who everyone in the business knows is gay? That's Olivia Wilde with Bradley Cooper. Oh, Olivia.
Hey, girl. It's been a while.
You might be a fun person to do an episode on.
Yeah, I would love that. I'm looking at the reveal of this one before we even get started, and I'm just, okay. Thanks to a major improvement, this award-winning actress is looking better and younger than she has in years. However, that still does not mean that the celebrity men 20 years her junior are interested in dating her. The last couple of men she targeted, including a sexy Hollywood actor, passed on the opportunity. It's not so much her age that concerns them, it's that there's a twist to the story. She wants them to beard for her while she pursues a relationship with the wife of a Hollywood icon. This was too much for me. The person being Kirstie Alley, she's targeting Bradley Cooper. The wife being Kelly Preston, and the, of course, the icon being John Travolta. Now, at our live show in LA, we talked about Scientology, and we read a lot of blind items. And you know, if you were at the show, we read a lot of blind items about Kirstie Alley and John Travolta together trying to find like their perfect man, because they see each other as soulmates through spirit and they want to date somebody together.
Yeah.
Wild.
Troy, you're my soulmate in spirit.
Next thing you know, I'm like in a throuple with John Travolta and Kirstie Alley. Like, I have to tell you something.
We can only hope and pray that's our journey for you. We're now in 2012. He's a big movie star. She had one really major role and is already booked for half a dozen new projects. You probably already know that they're dating. What you may not know are the facts behind this pairing. It's a PR setup. She's bisexual, he's gay. In fact, his ex-wife left him because she found him in bed with another guy. But for now, together, these two attractive actors make for crazed paparazzi and great photo ops. Well, that is, until their contracts expire in a couple of months. And that's Zoe Saldana, Bradley Cooper, and his ex-wife, Jennifer Esposito. I love Zoe.
I'm obsessed with Zoe Saldana.
Her interviews are fun. If you guys are bored ever, just watch some of her, like, Watch What Happens Live or whatever talk show she's on. She's great.
Yeah, she's so smart and, like, just doesn't give a shit.
She's so personable.
Mm-hmm. This hunky A-lister's mom was the real reason he dumped his multi-talented but larger-than-life former girlfriend. The Studley mama's boy, who recently started dating a well-respected actress, received a thumbs up on his new gal from Mommy Dearest.
One thing about his blind item life is that he's a big mama's boy. But I feel like he talks about his mom a lot anyway.
Mm-hmm. And I feel like that maybe even bled into like his normal news life.
Yeah.
Like that he's a mother's boy.
What soon-to-be A-list movie actor's girlfriend, who's also moving up the list quite nicely, is convinced that she can keep him from wanting guys. She told a friend of hers the other day that as long as she stays kinky enough, he will want her and not any of the guys he used to date. Hey, it worked for Ashley Simpson and Pete Wentz for a while. And that's Bradley and Zoe. Also, I love when there are like Somebody commented on our Joe Jonas episode, and they were like, Natalie Dormer's catching strays about the cocaine blind. And I'm like, I'm going to use that term now. So thank you, whoever commented. Cause I'm like, Ashley Simpson and Pete Wentz just caught a stray for no reason.
Right. No, like legit. I also love the idea of Ashley and Pete, like her being like, stop fucking guys. I'm obsessed with that. So this very solid A-list movie actor who has rocketed to almost A-plus status in the past year has had a series of gorgeous girlfriends. Back to back, they have been B-plus or A-list actresses. Anyway, it seems that our actor is not above getting a little male action on the side. Never a main course, but always on the side. He also prefers them younger than him. Our actor has been sending emails to a brand new A-list actor who was just getting started with his own franchise. The two actors have been communicating and even gone out once or twice. But so far, the young actor is resisting the advances of the A-lister. And that is Bradley Cooper and Josh Hutcherson. Can't blame him.
Oh, Josh.
I loved Josh.
He's the blueprint for Tom Holland.
Oh, you're right. God.
Which hunky A-list star can't keep a relationship because his meddling mom keeps getting in the way? It seems that no one is good enough for Mommy Dearest, especially the last three actresses her mama's boy has dated.
What just above A-list actress from a new hit franchise movie told a random stranger to please not leave her side at an event because the co-star of the actress who was an A-list actor would not stop hitting on the actress and touching the actress or suggesting they go somewhere later? Oh, and he brought a date. And that's Jennifer Lawrence and Bradley.
Which B-minus list all-movie actress from at least one very big hit broke up with her A-list actor boyfriend because she caught him literally in bed with another woman because our actress came back early from lunch with the actor's mom? Zoe and Bradley.
I'm pretty sure there's no female left who has ever worked with this A-plus list movie actor who actually likes him or even wants them near him. For the second time in as many weeks, he has had really awkward run-ins. First, there was the B-plus list movie actress he convinced to sleep with him and do some other things that she was not sure of after he told her he wanted her to be with him forever. This is, of course, while he was cheating on her. Then, this week, there was the confrontation with the A-minus/B-plus list mostly movie actress who he hit on every day for months and who was so repelled by him at the end of the filming that she vowed to never talk to him unless she was forced to. If you did not think it was possible to ignore someone standing next to you for 30 minutes, you are wrong.
Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soaps or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with internet's best converting checkouts, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms.
And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% off all e-commerce in the US, and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/blinds, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/blinds now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/blinds. And that is Zoe Saldana and Jennifer Lawrence hating him after working with him.
This B-list actor always seems nice and friendly. He isn't. Any gay man will tell you he is vicious to them when he dates them. A lot of anger is built up inside of him, especially now because for the next year or so, while he promotes his latest A++ popcorn movie, he will have to pretend he's with women. He hates it. Everyone assumes he's gay, but he loves to pretend he isn't for the press.
I mean, that checks out.
Yeah.
Nothing makes you more angry and more hateful of a person than, like, being closeted. They used to hate each other a lot. He creeped her out. She used to feel sick when she saw him. Now, though, this A-list all-movie actress has changed her tune and has been sharing the bed with this A-plus list movie actor. The problem is that she will get hurt. He will cheat. He was cheating on his girlfriend with the A-list actress, so you know that that will continue. And that's Jennifer and he cheating on Zoe Saldana with Jennifer.
And that's Jennifer Lawrence, not Gardner.
Right. Yeah, for once.
2013. Which two celebrities carefully avoided each other during the 2013 Oscar nominees luncheon in class photo? The two men have worked together and everyone assumes that they're friends. However, one of the men had a brief affair with the other man's significant other. The two got into a fight about it and have avoided each other ever since. That's Bradley Cooper versus Ben Affleck because of Jennifer Garner.
Oh my God. We need to retheme our podcast to just be about Jennifer Garner.
Or Ben Affleck.
Yeah. This is a follow-up Oscars blind. This Academy Award nominee from this year with the A-list name recognition walked up to a woman at a party and asked her, quote, do you want to fuck? She replied, what is my name? And he said, quote, how should I know your name? We're just meeting. And she said, we had sex last year. She then walked away, not knowing when to quit. The nominee turned to a group of two or three people who had witnessed this encounter and said, well, I guess she was not very good then. And that woman was me.
During one weekend in January, this multiple Oscar nominee and this one-time Oscar nominee spent some time together. They watched some sports games together, had a few meals together, and participated in a few leisure time activities together. All very innocent, right? Maybe not. Multiple has a jealous male friend. He's an actor who broke into the business more than 20 years ago as a minor. Now, we're not saying that anyone here is gay, but Multiple has had a revolving door of girlfriends. One time has been in a few suspiciously beardy relationships and male friend spends a lot of time in gay bars in WeHo. The male friend wasn't at Multiple's that weekend and he quickly found out that Multiple was spending the weekend with another man. When he found out that it was one time, he went nuts. He sent one time a flurry of threatening texts and voicemails telling him that Multiple is, quote, my man, and that he better stay away from that him or that he would tell the press that one time is gay. Uh-oh. But it was an idle threat and one time knew it. He knew that male friend wasn't about to sink three successful careers with one call. But just to make sure, he and Multiple did a photo op together that portrays them as a couple of regular macho guys who are doing nothing more than hanging out, watching sports, drinking beer, and talking about girls. So Multiple being Leonardo DiCaprio, one time being Bradley Cooper, and Multiple's male friend being Lucas Haas. And everyone needs to pause right now and look up the photos of Leo and Bradley on a balcony together in like Miami or something.
Mm-hmm.
It's all you need to see.
They're amazing. And also, I mean, it wouldn't hurt while you're at it. If you haven't listened to our Leo episode, we talk a lot about his relationship with Lucas and their like 20-year long up and down, kicking each other out of the house, crazy fucking relationship. I just want to say really quickly, listening to this is like, it's in a weird way triggering because I remember what it felt like, not that I was good at it, but I remember what it felt like to be closeted and like, think like have to project what I thought it meant to be like straight, like, you know, like water yourself down and be this like really like dim version of yourself, because that's like how gay men perceive straight guys, honestly, is like just kind of dimmed down. And it's really a lot, like it's got to be really difficult to pretend to be a leading male hunk. Oh,
and I know it's not the exact same, but I just came out to my family last June.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt that way. I was starting to get like so uncomfortable in my own skin with them. And they'd be like, have you gone on any dates with any boys? And, you know, all the guys I hang out with are pretty much like gay men.
Right.
And, you know, I was like, no, I like them. Even though, like, I know that they're not straight men.
Right.
I don't know. It was very confusing, but I agree. Like, you do have to play a role.
Mm-hmm.
And it sucks.
It's exhausting and it separates you from people that you care about. And yeah, it does breed anger. Like, if he's an asshole, I'm not surprised. This sounds like it sucks.
Yeah. So if anyone's afraid to come out, just know Troy and I accept you and we will raise you.
Yeah, we'll swaddle you up. This A-plus list mostly movie actor who is not named Leo gets awakened by his mom every morning in person when they are together and by phone when they aren't. His latest girlfriend thinks it's creepy, and even more creepy that the actor seems to enjoy recapping the events of the previous night with his mom, including any sex that may have happened.
Ugh. Listen, did your mom have like a specific way how to wake you up for school or anything?
So I lived with my mom and my grandmother. Mm-hmm. And my grandmother would always wake me up, and it was horrific. Like, we used to have an inside joke about it actually in middle school, because just the sound of her saying Troy, like over and over and over, like it, oh god, even saying it now makes my arm the hair on my arms raise. What about you?
Very triggering episode for you.
Right.
My mom used to walk into my room clapping like really loud, going, chop, chop, time for school. Ugh. And then she'd walk out. And if I wasn't out of my bedroom within like 3 to 5 minutes, she would come in and yell.
Clapping?
Scary.
Oh, that's not something that you want to wake up to.
But eventually, like, I just woke myself up because I was like, I would rather have an alarm than that.
Your body built up a response to that.
So this is the following blind. This A-plus list, mostly movie actor, who's known for the number of women he's dated and is not named Leo, told friends the other night that he had sex with 2 of the 3 acting sisters in a family and says the third is in his sights. He says the first 2 didn't take him that long, and he managed to have sex with 1 of them 2 hours after he met her. And that's Bradley Cooper with the Olsen twins.
This is like crazy to me. Like, this whole episode's crazy.
I agree. His blinds are insane.
They're all over the place.
Because usually it's like, oh, he's closeted. Like the Jake episode was very like closeted. And this one is just like Bradley Fox.
Yeah, he's closeted. He cheats. He wants to fuck Mary Kate. Like, Zoe Saldana hates him. These former co-stars hooked up and she fell hard. But he is riding high on a second wind of fame and fangirls. After realizing she wanted a ring, he dumped her to return to his on-again, off-again fling with an underwear model who was more into his reheated status than a deep-rooted relationship. The model wants more public PDA with Cupid, but he is adamant that they keep things as quiet as possible. And why? She is well under half his age. His PR team feels his penchant for dating models would not sit well with his growing fan base. And that is... she being Zoe Saldana and the model being Sookie.
Sookie Waterhouse and Bradley Cooper looked like father and daughter.
Yeah, it was weird.
There were pictures of them like reading a book in the park that stick in my mind because my first thought was, oh, he's teaching her how to read. Like, and not because she's stupid, because she's so young, to be clear. I don't think she's dumb. I don't know anything about her.
No, it was weird. I mean, I guess any woman that he's with just feels so disingenuous.
Yeah. Because he seems disingenuous. Again, I don't know what Bradley did to me in a past life, but...
Well, he sounds like he is an asshole, though. I mean, it sounds like he kind of sucks. So maybe you weren't... I mean, you're not wrong.
It's that cancer intuition I have.
Your Miss Cleo jumped out.
These are the final 2 blinds of 2013. Why, yes, that was the foreign-born supposed girlfriend of the A-plus list mostly movie actor who was having sex in the VIP section of a club last night. She probably does not get much from her boyfriend or the kind of drug she likes either. And of course, that's Sookie and Bradley in the following blind. The girlfriend of this A-plus list mostly movie actor had no problem letting other men know she was available last night. She said they would have to be discreet. Her relationship is a tough one to figure out. I think he thought he would need her for red carpets, probably paid in advance. And of course, again, that's Sookie and Bradley. And if you can't tell, allegedly, Sookie's like a yacht girl.
And we are now in 2014. This A-plus list mostly movie actor caused a big fight backstage in an award show this past week. He took the lead in accepting an award, and then the other people in the cast were not happy and told the actor that he needed to check his ego. There was an actual pushing and shoving, and if they win another award, it will be fun to see what happens.
This former A-plus list celebrity singer, who's now an A-minus lister because of his name, learned the same thing that this A-plus list mostly movie actor, who's an Academy Award nominee, learned. There is a certain exercise company that specializes in providing women on both coasts to fulfill certain fetishes, and all that's required is that you get photographed in a class or leaving a class or wearing the shirt. And the celebrity singer is John Mayer, the A-plus list actor, Bradley Cooper, and the exercise company, SoulCycle.
So random.
So weird.
Again, I glanced at the reveal for this next blind and I started floating off the ground naturally. This mid-teen Disney tweener who is an A-list in that world has been talking on the set of her latest movie about how she had a fling with this A-list mostly movie actor who goes through tons of women. She says that she wanted to compare her teen boyfriend to an older guy. So the tweener being Bella Thorne, her latest movie being mostly ghostly too, have you met my girlfriend? The A-list actor being Bradley and her boyfriend, Tristan Clyer. I don't know who he is.
How many times have you seen that movie, Troy?
Many. I know the entire thing by heart. You can tell by how I said the title.
What A-list actor in Closet Case hit up all the gay bars in Hawaii while shooting one of his upcoming movies? And that's Bradley Cooper filming an untitled Cameron Crowe project. I think that was called Aloha.
Yes.
With Emma Stone and Rachel McAdams.
Mm-hmm, I remember that.
This A-plus list mostly movie actor came back to his hotel room late last week to find his now off again girlfriend slicing his expensive luggage into strips. Nothing was left except the wheels and the base. Apparently she found out that he shared a video they made a few months ago with some friends. And that's Sookie and Bradley. And honestly, good for her. If you shared a video, you rip up his luggage.
I agree with that. Which C-minus list model girlfriend slash beard to that closet case of an A-list actor has been stepping out with that bisexual A-list model who was recently a girlfriend to a B-list mostly movie actress? And
that's... You guys already know.
it took me a minute to like pick up on the things. Okay. C-list model girlfriend, of course, being the beard being Sookie, the A-list model being Miss Delevingne. I think that we can start referring to her as Miss. I think it's she's officially reached that status. And the B-list actress is Michelle Rodriguez.
Which A-list actor and recent Oscar nominees PR people are sending fake stories of an engagement to his girlfriend slash beard because his name's about to be added to the list of those affected by the Bryan Singer scandal?
Interesting.
I never knew he was connected to Bryan Singer.
I guess that's the other reason then, like that sort of answers my question of like, there's so many reasons why these guys don't come out. And a lot of time, I think it's because they're scared of what will happen if people like went digging for their secrets, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
And I would imagine if you're Bryan Singer and you have Bradley Cooper at your house and like, he's vulnerable, obviously you're gonna blackmail him or like film him or something. Like I feel like you very quickly get tangled up in some shit.
Yeah.
This foreign-born B-list mostly movie actress blew off seeing her kid and the significant other this weekend so she could hook up with this attached A-list mostly movie actor, and that is Sienna Miller. I mean, what is this, like is this like the cast of reoccurring characters in our, like, what is going on?
What's so funny is I feel like the celebrities we cover are kind of all over the board.
Uh-huh.
But they're always in every episode.
Yes. Like the term blind item celebrity, you guys, is real. The shit is real.
Which BFF models are actually lesbian lovers? Don't be fooled by the high-profile relationship one of these beauties is supposedly in. It's all a big, mutually beneficial cover-up. Saucy. And that's Kara, Suki, and Bradley. Can you imagine how much Bradley Cooper probably hated Cara Delevingne?
Oh my God. This Oscar-nominated leading man may be easy on the eyes, but we're not sure how easy he is on the nose. He doesn't wear deodorant, but admits that he does take a lot of showers in the morning and then at night, and even after he works out. That is 3 a day. However, sources tell us he doesn't wash his... He then puts back on his dirty clothes, so it doesn't make much sense. P.U.
This pairing could result in several number one records. In a private room in a restaurant out of the country, this couple had a date. Just the two of them. An A-plus list singer and an A-plus list mostly movie actor. They've been planning this one for a while. 3 hours, and I don't think they were talking about her movie career or his sometimes girlfriend who is half a world away. And that's Taylor Swift and Bradley having dinner in London while Suki was in Brazil. They would have been such an obnoxious couple.
I mean, but it's odd that they never, like, it's all there.
Do you think after that, she was like, I guess I'm going to have to date Tom Hiddleston.
Right. I mean, honestly, I would imagine there had to have been some sort of conversation amongst teams, like, because yeah. It's crazy that she never dated him, to be honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
What A-list mostly movie actor and closet case who might be up for a big non-movie award next year had his beard wait for him at the stage door so they could be photographed getting into a car, or so it seemed. They went into two different cars, by the way. He with a mystery man and she with her rumored girlfriend, the A-list model and party animal. Fucking the Fast and Furious just went by my window, if you guys heard that. So the actor, of course, being Bradley, the non-movie being the Broadway play, The Elephant Man. I forgot that he did The Elephant Man.
Mm-hmm.
The girlfriend being Suki, and of course, the party animal being Kara.
This A-plus list mostly movie actor made excuses the other day so he would not have to be seen with his former boss, who he's worked for multiple times. Our actor doesn't like any negative publicity anywhere near him. And the actor knew that his boss wanted photos with the actor, and the former boss has had really bad publicity this week. And that's Bradley Cooper with David O. Russell. And I wonder if that's when it came out that David O. Russell would like scream at Amy Adams on that movie set that they did, whatever that movie was.
That seems like it would be around that time, right?
Yeah, maybe. I can't even remember the name of the movie. American Hustle?
Yes. This famous film actor is a good-looking guy, but he has always been self-conscious about his nose and chin. Plastic surgery helped a bit, but he still gets anxious about profile shots. At a recent photo shoot, his anxiety was relieved when the editor assured him that they could Photoshop him to perfection, and they did. Straight nose, more chin. It is so refined that it almost doesn't even look like him, but he loves it. It's the profile he always wanted, and that's Bradley on the cover of W Magazine.
I want you to look that up right now, Troy, because it doesn't even, like, look like him.
Okay. What? Yeah, weird, weird. It's definitely, it's funny. After reading that, it's actually pretty funny. Like, he looks, yeah, nothing like himself.
Mm-hmm.
That's so interesting. It's so crazy you can be Bradley Cooper and still be like, I'm extremely insecure.
It kind of makes me feel better.
Me too.
So we're in 2015. For a sober man, this A-plus list mostly movie actor sure was blitzed the other night in a roped off section of a hotel lobby bar. Why wouldn't he just get drinks in his room? He loves to be seen. Listen, we're not going to shame a hotel bar drunk, okay?
Right.
who are we?
And this is, it looks like an Oscars blind. In a few weeks, the Oscar winner will be announced for this category. Some people are saying that the fix is in and it's all about the money. There's a huge flick opening not that long from now. And instead of spending all their money on advertising for the film, the studio is trying something different. There have always been campaigns that take out ads and, of course, some not so quiet arm twisting to get people to vote a certain way. This time, though, there is a ton of money being tossed around and favors being returned. One of Hollywood's top publicists has not been hired to promote the category by the studio that made the nominated movie where the category resides. Nope, he is being paid by a studio that has an upcoming movie starring the nominated person. He also has a longtime sexual relationship with the nominee. The movie and the performance are not that great, but there is so much money at stake for the studio who financed the upcoming movie that they have paid out almost $1 million so far, with another $1 million to $2 million earmarked just so they can throw Oscar winner in the advertising for the new movie. No expenses has been spared, including a relationship that everyone laughs at behind the scenes. This is not about the actor that everyone thinks is gorgeous and has his own conspiracy. So the actor being Bradley, the movie being American Sniper, the upcoming movie being Serena, the relationship that everybody laughs at being Sookie Waterhouse, and the other actor being Benedict Cumberbatch.
And Serena went straight to like DVD. And that Jennifer Lawrence is in that movie too.
Yeah, this is like kind of a side note, but I'm obsessed with, like, especially like when Harvey was still doing like the Oscar stuff, how the campaigning works behind the scenes is so fascinating to me because it's like crazy.
Yeah.
And there's a really cool video on YouTube by this YouTube channel called, I want to say it's like, Thanks for Rewinding, Be Kind Rewind. I think it's called Be Kind Rewind. And they did a video about what Harvey used to do to get his people to win Oscars, specifically Gwyneth. It is so much crazier than you could ever imagine. Like, crazy. So yeah, just a side note.
What two closeted A-list actors and frequent Oscar nominees took turns giving a male escort blowjobs in a bathroom stall at the SNL 40th anniversary after party? The escort got paid handsomely for his duties and was made to sign an NDA by the actor's PR people that the day after so he wouldn't blab. Good luck with that. And that's Bradley and Leo.
What current Oscar nominee is being indecisive on who to bring as a date to the ceremony? On the one hand, his girlfriend slash beard desperately needs a paycheck. But on the other hand, he's always been more comfortable bringing that person who's been to more red carpets with him than his girlfriend. And that's obviously Sookie and him bringing his mom mostly to award shows.
The following blind Academy Awards. One of the major nominees last night decided to bring his girlfriend slash beard after all. But after the ceremony, they went to various after parties separately. She reportedly got paid $50,000.
Can you imagine being paid $50,000 to go to the Oscars?
I was shocked Bradley Cooper did not win an Oscar for American Sniper.
Yeah, I forgot about that movie too, by the way.
Such a huge movie.
It was major. For at least the second straight relationship, this A-plus list mostly movie actor had his mom do the breakup for him with the girlfriend. The time before this, the mom actually took his A/B-plus list actress girlfriend out to dinner to break the news. that's, of course, Sookie and Zoe. There's a lot of mother's boy hate here, and as a self-proclaimed mother's boy... I mean, I'm not as bad as Bradley, but, you know, I'd probably bring my mom to the Oscars.
I love the idea that he makes his mom break up with his girlfriend. Like, that's an insane blind. I don't know if it's true, but I'm going to decide for me it's true.
Yeah, me too. I have a whole thing worked out in my head.
This actor recently broke up with his girlfriend. No surprise there. She was just the latest in a long line of fake, quote, serious girlfriends. And we're going to give you the scoop on exactly how it works. Serious girlfriends are always models or actresses. They're set up by their respective publicists. If the first few dates go well and they both agree to continue, they go into contracts, a minimum of one photo op per month. After the first year or so, their PR teams float the rumor that they're getting serious. Quote, they're talking about getting engaged, having children, shopping for rings, looking to buy a house, going to move in together. That's the final flurry of publicity. Then, a few months later, they amicably break up. There was one time that the contract was broken, but even that actress eventually came around and the, quote, relationship was resumed and completed. This setup works so well that our actor has repeated it 5 times in the past 10 years. Yes, there's a pattern here, and there is no limit to the number of times it will continue to repeat itself. So the actor, of course, Bradley Cooper, some ex-girlfriends, Sookie, Zoe Saldana, who broke the contract but came back, and Renee Zellweger.
The only people that saw this A-plus list mostly movie actor make out with his supposed new celebrity slash actress girlfriend were her publicists, who saw it in their mind. They are trying to force his publicist into accepting the relationship, and that's Bradley and Irina.
And they definitely did accept that relationship.
I like that they're like, it makes sense in their minds. It happened to them. They're like, he's crazy.
What closeted A-plus list actor and Oscar nominee's PR team scrambled for his new beard to make a staged appearance with the actor after the rumors about him getting close to another closeted actor and Oscar nominee grew louder? That's Bradley, Irina, and Leo.
These two A-list mostly movie actors, who some say have hooked up in the past, have joined forces with other like-minded actors to bring down a publication that one of the A-list actors says has been blackmailing him over some not very flattering photos. And those are the infamous balcony pictures of Bradley and Leo in their underwear, waking up together.
Yeah. For whatever reasons, it's usually actresses that have paps that are on their speed dial. Breaking that mold, though, is this A-list mostly movie actor who's an Academy Award nominee. He has two people on call who always seem to snap him with a woman. Never solo and never with a guy, always with a woman. With the photos they send out to the agencies, they usually add a line about how the couple were super into each other. He plays the game really well. And all I could think of when I read this blind is when Dumois does like the Sunday celebrity sightings.
Mm-hmm.
And there are couples that they're like, they look so in love. Well, how did they look in love?
Right.
I always think that's so funny.
This foreign-born B-list actor slash model is supposedly dating this A-list mostly movie actor. Apparently, it must not be all that serious, considering she's earning about $25,000 a day spending time with some married European heir to a company. And that's Irina.
And you know who she was with for like 5 years before Bradley, right?
Who?
Cristiano Ronaldo.
Oh. Oh. Wow, she is a professional. Good for her.
Yeah, we love it.
Yeah.
What A-list mostly movie actor struck a deal with a British tabloid to arrange some stage paparazzi photos with his latest beard? All three participants in the charade came out with more cash in their pockets. Bradley, Irina with the Daily Mail.
Some private romantic photos of this famous actor and his model girlfriend were recently published. Who took them? A sneaky member of the paparazzi lurking in the shadows? Nope. The photos were taken by a contracted photographer in a completely private venue. In less time than it takes to grow a beard, they snapped dozens of photos of the two celebrities. The couple then combed through them and picked out a bunch that looked like the photographer had caught two attractive lovers in the most spontaneous, playful, and romantic moment. When they returned to more public venues, they simply let the regular paparazzi do the rest.
Wow. How do you feel about that? That, you know, celebrities, even an A-lister like Bradley Cooper, mm-hmm. has relationship with paparazzis for photos.
I think it's fine. I think that it's like celebrities doing their jobs. I just wish more people would be aware of it so that like the world wasn't so gullible, because a lot of it's just so obvious. But
yeah.
What do you think about it?
I feel the same. You know, I've seen maybe a video of Justin Bieber like a few years ago when he was like, just take your five photos, get it out mm-hmm. of the way, and then leave me alone.
Mm-hmm.
So when it's like that, I get it.
Absolutely. He's one in particular that you always see him negotiating with the paparazzi, like, you know, and they never respect what he says, but
right.
You know, it is interesting.
It's no coincidence that this beard and her A-plus list actor boyfriend always take the same type of paparazzi shots. The tabloids want to make money too, to print the stories. And the best way is for her to wear as little as possible. They have so many beach paparazzi photos. It's fucking bizarre.
Right. Apparently things are not going as well as they had before for this A-list mostly movie actor in his model beard. She likes it when it was just the two of them traveling and having fun. But now he has told her some of the things and people he wants her to interact with and to really make it look like a relationship. She probably would be willing, but the people he has introduced her to don't like her and treat her like an employee, which she is if you think about it. And the people being his mom. A lot of mother's boy slander here. I'm going to have to talk to my mom about this and see how we feel about it.
I guess because he thinks he has that beard locked down, that our A-plus list, mostly movie actor, can just hang out with his very young male hookup of the moment and no one will suspect a thing. It just makes you look like Joe Simpson. And that's Bradley Cooper with Lucky Blue Smith. And when I look them up, they do have photos together of like leaving parties and clubs and bars and stuff.
Wow. Oof. It's always not a good thing to be compared to creepy Joe Simpson.
In the following blind, for the first time I can ever remember, this closeted A-plus list, mostly movie actor, actually picked up someone from the general public who had not been carefully screened beforehand. I guess he was taken with the 22-year-old guy he met at a club. And again, that's Bradley with Lucky Blue Smith.
This hot young actor's life is complicated because he's always juggling multiple lies. Well, let's add another complication. Not only does he still have that beardy girlfriend, he now has two boyfriends. The first man to win the actor's heart is a civilian who has been with the actor for more than a year. Nice guy, very discreet, tends to stay in the background. He now works for one of the major studios. The second is a male model, great body, really handsome. He might even be better looking than the actor. The civilian and the model know all about each other. They actually get along pretty well. One tiny issue, the model has been dropping too many hints around town that he is, quote, dating a famous actor and that the actor has a beard. If he isn't more careful, that sort of indiscretion could cost him the relationship. And that is Lucky Blue Smith. What is going on?
2016. Which in-demand model has upped her price for a night with her to $100,000 since she moved on from sports stars to Hollywood A-listers? And that's Irina moving on from Cristiano to Bradley. And the following blind, you know, if this A-plus list, mostly movie actor, would just tell his family he's gay, then they'd stop judging his girlfriends as potential life partners. The girlfriends are all just there for a paycheck and act accordingly, which always makes the family members pressure the actor to dump them as not suitable.
This A-list mostly movie actor is trying out new beards. What better than this foreign-born permanent A-list model? She could use the regular cash flow and would love not having sex in return. And that's Naomi Campbell. We know that Naomi's good for a cash flow.
No I too what. Would love a cash flow with no sex in return.
Yeah. I want the cash flow and the sex. Thank you. This closeted A-plus, this mostly movie actor, was far more interested in this foreign-born closeted A-list athlete than in his model slash actress, quote, girlfriend at an event this week. The actor was falling over himself to try and get to know the athlete. And that was Bradley and Lewis Hamilton.
There are a lot of lines about Lewis Hamilton.
Interesting. I don't really know a lot about him.
Just that he's also closeted.
Okay.
This former A-plus list singer turned singer actress probably thinks she's making her actor boyfriend jealous by publicly going out with another guy. She does know the other guy is gay, right? And that's Lady Gaga trying to make Taylor Kinney jealous by hanging out with Bradley Cooper.
Can we talk about this for a second?
Yeah, let's go.
Okay. Because, like, I don't know about you, but I remember, like, when the movie came out and everybody was like, oh my God, they're in love. They're going to date. Like, okay, you rolled your eyes. That was the response that I wanted. Like, I was just like, are we all out of our minds? Like, Lady Gaga is the most, I love Mrs. Germanotta. I'm a fan. But, like, we know she can be very disingenuous. And, like, I can't even sit through the moment of her singing to him at the Oscars. I can't physically sit through it. It's too uncomfortable. I can't believe people thought it was so sweet.
I was at a friend's house watching that Oscars. And I always knew that they were, like, never going to be a couple or whatever.
Yeah.
But I'll never forget. I was with my friend and she was like, they seem like they're so in love. And like, I like looked at her with my glass of Prosecco and I was like, yeah, it's almost like they're actors, right?
It's when she's like looking up at him really intense in his eyes, like it's very awkward to me.
I hated it.
Yeah. I just had to get that out at event.
And also, I see A Star Is Born get so much slander. I didn't think it was a bad movie.
I'm going to tell you that I hated the movie.
Well, that's fine. It took me a long time to see it.
I won't say I hated it. I enjoyed most of it, but like I was just, we'll talk about that another day.
That'll be in the next Stone series.
Right, yeah. This A-list mostly movie actor left his girlfriend behind at a party. She told everyone it was because he had to work early the next morning. He might have, but he left with a male assistant to a fashion designer he met earlier in the night. Probably didn't get much sleep that night. This A-list mostly movie actor didn't have to go to bed with this A-plus list mogul this time around. The actor is too big now for that, but he did have to kiss the ring, so to speak, during a recent visit to the mogul who got the actor his first big break in return for that casting couch time. And that's Bradley Cooper and, of course, the king of this podcast, really, Ryan Murphy.
Ugh. Last year at this time, this A-plus list mostly movie actor was showing off his, quote, girlfriend in bikinis on multiple days. Now they're trying to sell engagement ring shopping. That contract is just about up, though. And, of course, that's Irina and Bradley and the following blind. This closeted A-plus list mostly movie actor spotted a paparazzi while the A-lister was walking with the woman he calls his girlfriend. Our actor then stopped in the middle of the street and proceeded to give her the worst impression of making out since 2 weeks ago when we saw Taylor Swift and Tom Hiddleston try and do the same thing.
Oh, God. This A-list mostly movie actor berated the foreign-born model slash actress he calls his girlfriend in front of a group of people at a sporting event. He barked at her and made her cry. And that's him in a nutshell.
And what is so crazy, if you look up Bradley Cooper and Irina at Wimbledon, there are photos of her openly crying.
Wow.
I want you to look them up, Troy.
Yeah, I want to see. Wait, hold on.
So a lot of these blind items are actually things that you can easily look up. It's really weird. Because usually the episodes, we have to like dig a little more.
Whoa. That's wild. Yeah, when you look at them, they just seem so like put on.
Mm-hmm.
It feels so fake. Our A-plus list mostly movie actor is spending a lot less time with his beard and a lot more with his boyfriend. This makes the second or third time in a week that they've been out in public together.
She does love publicity, but I think this former A-plus list tween actress who did nothing for a long time until her cable show has no idea that the guy she's seeing prefers the A-plus list mostly movie actor he hangs around with several times a week. So that's Hilary Duff, Jason Walsh, and Bradley Cooper.
The names just keep dropping.
I know.
Like, I don't know who's going to come up next. Another huge fight this past weekend for this A-list mostly movie actor and his beard. Right in front of a group of people, he basically said that he pays her and that she needs to be where he tells her to be. Things are just ice cold between them right now.
So Irina has a lot of blinds herself, like her own blind item life. And I didn't pull all those blinds just because I feel like it's a Bradley Cooper episode, not about her. There were a lot of blinds about her allegedly hooking up with Vladimir Putin.
Okay.
And having like deep, deep ties to Russia and Vladimir. And I was like scared to even say it.
Oh my God. Listen, I guess that's what happens when you yacht with like billionaires.
And she's like a big dog in the yachting world.
Yeah. She's up there with like Nina.
Yeah. Yeah. We're now in 2017. The Kiss Butt tabloids love to mention this closeted A-plus list mostly movie actor lives with his beard. Nope. She has her own place. He pays for it, but they don't live together. That would not work for either of them. And then the following blind. I love how the tabloids are willing to identify by name the boyfriend of this closeted A-plus list mostly movie actor, but will still try and sell the whole straight thing, I'm not asking you to out either one of them, but just don't tell another story when you know it's not true. And that's Bradley with Jason Walsh and the website being Just Jared. And I looked up those photos and him and Jason are just like training all the time. They're running on the street. They're working out together. They're workout buds.
Oh, okay. So they're like Lance and Matthew McConaughey. Workout yeah. friends, cycle yeah. friends. The best was when they all were cycling with Jake Gyllenhaal every day. It was like, are you guys just like asking for it? Like,
honestly, when Lance Armstrong was such a big part of our pop culture life, those were really dark times.
I know. We're all walking around branded by him in those yellow bracelets. It was crazy.
Yeah.
A bystander had to intervene in an argument this weekend between this A-plus list mostly movie actor and the foreign-born model slash actress he calls his girlfriend. Apparently, our actor was annoyed that she was taking too long getting out of the car and over to the beach to meet a pap for some shots. Apparently, things got nasty and the bystander had to step in.
This A-plus list mostly movie actor even threw down the line not to cross with the talk show host no one throws down a line to. She did cross over it a couple times, but in a very timid way. Reason he doesn't want to talk? No one's come up with a good story that every party can agree to. I don't know what that's referring to, but that's referring to Bradley on Ellen. Maybe if he's engaged or something.
Oh, maybe. We know Ellen likes to embarrass people too, so.
Ellen's evil.
This A-list mostly movie actor broke up with his foreign-born model slash beard quite some time ago. Apparently, though, he is still obsessed over who she's dating or who she sees in who he sees her in pictures with during nights out. He tries to sabotage every relationship with men she enters into. She's not sure why he's doing it since he never had sex with her the entire time that they were going out and has moved on to someone else a long time ago. So that is Bradley keeping tabs on Sookie. And yeah, I'm just going to leave it there.
I think we all keep tabs on exes, but when it gets to like the controlling, like you look every day at their social media, if anyone is doing that, unfollow them. It's best for you.
Cause they have no idea and they're not, you're the one drinking the poison.
And if they're looking at your Instagram story or something, they're just clicking through their phone.
Right. It's true. It's true. It's weird in his case because it's like, oh, you must just love being a controlling asshole because you don't even care about these women.
That's what he just seems like a super controlling person.
Yeah.
And I guess if he has this super crafted image, he has to be. Not saying he's okay what he's doing, but he has to be in control because he has such a big alleged secret.
Right. Totally.
We are now in 2018. This A-plus list, mostly movie actor, and the foreign-born model slash wannabe actress set a world record for taking, quote, random staged photos. They spent about 20 minutes taking pictures in a variety of poses on a totally empty beach. Apparently, the model was supposed to be photographed in a bikini, but she said it was too cold.
This foreign-born A-list model slash wannabe actress might be the girlfriend of this A-plus list mostly movie actor, but it didn't stop her from hooking up with a different A-list mostly movie actor yesterday afternoon. And that is allegedly Arena hooking up with Brad Pitt.
This closeted A-plus list mostly movie actor went to an Oscar after party solo. He then got this very young Oscar nominee slash winner wasted and hit on him like crazy, but they did not hook up. Bradley and Timothy Chalamet. And the following blind, pretty interesting that two closeted actors are starring in movies about an openly gay celebrity. And apparently Bradley played Leonard Bernstein in the movie Bernstein, and Jake Gyllenhaal also played Leonard Bernstein in The American.
Do you think we could fill a Timothy Chalamet episode, or do you think he hasn't been like famous long enough?
Probably.
Because he's so fascinating.
I think he's going to have a really tough time in a few years.
Me too.
It's going to be sad.
I think so too, because he's in that position right now where it's like, he's a golden boy. He's beautiful. He's in a million movies. His career is going really well. And it's like, he's in like his golden era, right? It's going to fall out from underneath him.
Mm-hmm.
It's inevitable. Like, it's truly a tale as old as time. especially somebody who looks like him and like kind of fits into that category, like he's, and it seems like everybody wants to fuck him.
Right.
Everybody's trying to fuck him. So I can't even imagine like how crazy his life is right now.
And not everyone has that Leo career where they can be famous for their whole life, basically. Mm-hmm. And I know Leo took like a few years off from acting, but it wasn't super long.
Yeah, we'll be watching, Timothy. This A-list mostly movie actor is fairly good at keeping a straight face, but during a recent presser for his new movie, the actor almost lost it when his singer co-star started going off about some crap story that made no sense whatsoever. She just expects people to fall for whatever she's spewing. And that's Lady Gaga.
Do you think it's when she was like, all you need is one person. If there are 99 people who don't believe in you, Bradley was the one that did.
I think all the time whenever I see those clips, people make fun of it. Like, what was going through his head during like the 12th time that he had heard her say that? And he had to each time act like he'd never heard it.
He's a good actor.
He is a good actor. He took one for the team doing that press tour with her. I'm going to be honest.
This A-plus list mostly movie actor is becoming even more insufferable than usual because of the success of his latest movie. The foreign-born model he calls his girlfriend is tired of being paraded like a piece of meat, and his suggestion she gets as close to naked as Emily Ratajkowski. She is this close to leaving the charade of a relationship, and that's during A Star is Born.
It was definitely the Coke talking when this foreign-born singer slash writer slash producer from The Interesting Family says that a certain actor may run for president, not a chance, and that's Mark Ronson.
I would love to have the fame that Mark Ronson has.
It's ideal.
Because he's so famous, but people don't even like realize how famous he is.
And respected.
Respected, yeah.
Like he's like, and wealthy. He's got money, you know, like he's so rich.
He has producer money.
Yeah.
So now we're in 2019. She's going to have to suck it up and go to the Academy Awards with him. But this foreign-born former A-list model bailed from the SAG Awards and other things this A-plus list mostly movie actor has been going to after they had a huge fight about how she's not being supportive enough. And it doesn't matter if he ignores her all night, every single time. And she still needs to be there. She's had enough of it. I can't really blame her for that.
I agree. I can't even imagine. This all seems so exhausting.
For everybody involved, other than his mom, who just loves to like shit on everybody.
Right. Like, it's one thing, I mean, we've talked about this before, but it's one thing when you're in a bearded relationship with somebody cool that you're like friends with and it's fun and, you know, it's like a real friendship and you can like go do stuff together. But it's another thing to be in a bearded relationship with somebody that still is like controlling and doesn't let you do shit, even though they're not even like interested in you. Like, right. What a nightmare. The significant other of this A-plus list mostly movie actor is not even waiting until after award season to start moving out of their home. And this next one is a Mr. X blind. The contract, which was extended through award season, is finally ended. When there are children involved, it makes things a little harder. But the A-list mostly movie actor and the foreign-born B-list model slash wannabe actress slash yachter are probably thrilled to finally be finished with each other.
Why, yes, that was the assistant of the A-plus list mostly movie actor finding a hookup for his closeted boss on Grindr last night. And I've heard that happens a lot in LA. Like, agents will come up to you and be like, hey, I represent so-and-so. They want to fuck you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, which makes complete sense. Like, it's always an agent or a bodyguard. Like, you always hear these stories, too, of, like, singers sending their bodyguard out, like, into the crowd.
Yeah.
And, you know, tapping people and saying, come backstage. Like, Justin Bieber used to allegedly do a brothel lineup backstage every show of young girls. Hey, it is the PR people of the singer and the singer herself who spread the rumors that she was involved with the A-list mostly movie actor. So don't get angry at your fans when they ask you about the relationship that you said was happening. And That's, of course, Gaga. In the parentheses, it says, going Gaga, Lady Gaga launches F-word rant at fans after they heckled her over Bradley Cooper.
The following blind. Even as she's yelling at fans, this A-list singer slash actress told some friends that she's trying to have a public relationship with this A-plus actor. He wants no part in it. And the following blind. This A-plus list, mostly movie actor, is being a tool. He wants a custody agreement to include that the model is not allowed to use a nanny for more than 2 hours a day, but he would not be subjected to the same requirement. Fuck you, Bradley.
Oh. Also just shows how diluted and crazy celebrities are that, like, I believe that Lady Gaga wanted that rumor out there bad. And then to be like, stop it, I said. Like, it's just like, oh my God. This A-list mostly movie actor took the meme-generating A-list actor slash celebrity Offspring out just to have the rumor stop about the actor and the singer. Even he is annoyed. And that's Bradley Cooper, Laura Dern, and of course being annoyed with Lady Gaga.
If I found out Laura Dern was rotted, I'd be pretty upset.
I would literally quit. I'm not kidding.
We would stop the podcast.
Yeah, we'd stop the podcast, delete everything, and pretend it never happened.
So we will never do a Laura Dern episode.
I can't handle that.
Any doubts that the foreign-born model slash wannabe actress was not going to be in demand after her long contract with the A-plus actor were squashed with her nonstop demand for the past month by various Middle Eastern and Russian oligarchs who all took her yachting.
This A-list actress, who is the offspring of people similarly placed on the list, is mostly television now and seemingly does a lot for this pay cable channel. Anyway, she came as close as anyone to outing this A-list actor. And that again is Laura Dern. And then this is a quote from Laura. It says, "We're amazing friends. We're so lucky. And we're family," Laura told Us Weekly on Saturday. "I mean, everybody's always going to comment about whatever seems intriguing. And he's the greatest human and one of my best friends in the world. So I don't blame anyone for having deep curiosity about his life because he's spectacular." But like, ugh, like to even be in a position where your friend saying something like that is like, you know, she almost blew the lid off of you. It's like, ugh, like that's just such a shitty way to live.
We're now in 2020. The closeted A-plus list, mostly movie actor, got to spend the holiday with his boyfriend of 4 months. This is the first time in years the actor has not had to sneak around and find one night stands. And the following blind is an Oscars blind. With the fight they had last night, I'm guessing the contract has run its course between this A-plus list, mostly movie actor, and his model slash actress girlfriend. The good news for her is that there is an A-plus list, mostly movie actor, who needs a beard and hasn't been able to close his ex on a renewal. So that's Leo and Camilla Marone breaking up, and she has a chance with Bradley Cooper, apparently. I think they're still together, though, Leo and Camilla.
This foreign-born A-list model and her A-plus list actor X are having serious behind-the-scenes battles over custody, and it is brutal. And then this closeted A-plus list mostly movie actor is filming right now. It is supposed to be a closed set. Apparently, that doesn't include the two different guys that he's juggling right now, and that's Bradley on an untitled Paul Thomas Anderson project.
And these are the final two blinds of 2020. This A-plus list, mostly movie actor, fired two people he thought were my sources for his recent blind items. Instead of having random people fired, maybe he should find out which of his lovers is a big talker. The whole town is talking about it. One more about singers. This A-plus list singer bragged to this closeted A-plus list, mostly movie actor, that she could take care of him better orally than any guy. He let her do her thing more than once, so I guess he agrees. And that's Bradley with Adele.
Oh my God. So me and Adele use the same pickup lines. That's pretty.
I would love to hear her in her accent be like, "I'll give you a better blowjob than any man ever." And I wanted to do the accent right there, but I held back because it would be painful for everyone involved.
Oh my gosh. She like closes her flip phone to tell him.
Hello.
Yeah. Oh my God. That's going to stick with me for a long time.
Now your new pickup line, Troy, can be like, I give better blowjobs than Adele.
Abso-fucking-lutely. I'm like, have you tried it, babes? Oh, God. Okay. This one-year wonder slash professional beard is in talks to be the new girlfriend of this A-list mostly movie actor who hasn't had a girlfriend in a while and his people would like him to. And that's Olivia Culpo. And that was, or yeah, it's just her. And then,
actually, like, I love her and I don't know why.
Yeah?
I don't know what it is. Something about her. So we're in 2021. It's Oscar season, so why take the time to find a new, quote, girlfriend when this A-list, mostly movie actor has someone he already pays on a monthly basis for child support? Yeah, he should fucking pay child support. And yeah, like, that's what happens.
Right.
In the following blind, sure, you could be a cynic and say this A-list, mostly movie actor has a new movie coming out, which is why the interesting story that made headlines. Or you could get the truth, which is he was out cruising and likes that kind of danger. And that is when Bradley revealed he was held at knife point on a New York City subway.
It's award season time. This A-list mostly movie actor is working the publicity machine. Every single day this week, there has been a different story about him, and he managed to work out the details for the contracts to have his, quote, girlfriend back for the season. So that will get him even more press.
Now we're in 2022. This A-plus list, mostly movie actor who thought he was going to get nominated this year for an Oscar, got off Grindr in a hurry when someone recognized the alias he uses. And apparently Bradley uses Licorice Pizza, which I haven't seen, but I've heard is a great movie.
This is a SAG Awards blind. These two closeted A-list, mostly movie actors discovered that each of them had previously been sexually involved with a very highly paid production assistant who seemingly is hired for movies that have that have A-list closeted actors who want to have some sexual fun on set. Are they hiring? What? Bradley Cooper and Leonardo DiCaprio. And then this is the final blind, and how lucky that it's a Met Gala blind. Speaking of the man who attended, this A-list mostly movie actor not only got work done to his face again, but was also showing his French skills to someone he was interested in.
So there you have it.
Well, there's Bradley, girls.
That's Bradley Cooper's blind item life.
Wow.
I do think it's tough because, like, he just seems like such a fucking asshole.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to call him rotten.
Okay.
Like, the least degree of rot, I guess.
Right. Yeah.
But he just seems like such a nasty person. And I don't know. I don't know.
I get it.
It's my own bias. I can admit that I'm being biased towards Bradley Cooper for what he did to me in a past life.
Right. Yeah, I'm gonna say that I don't think he's rotted. And it seems like in my opinion, like, he just has kind of the, like you said, he's the least amount of rot. Like, he's like browning. Like, you know what I mean? He's oxidizing. Like, he's kind of a basic asshole, like, just a man who hasn't been told no in about a decade and, you know, has been told a million times that he's, like, beautiful and whatever.
But then there's also, like, a sad side to him where he is living this controlled life.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he's told he's beautiful, but he allegedly doesn't believe it.
Mm-hmm.
It must be very lonely.
I can't even imagine what it would feel like for the entire, because it's like, if I think about it just like on my, like, a small scale, right? Like, I think about how, like, isolating it felt to be closeted just in my small world. So for the entire universe to think I'm a certain way that I'm not, that would be the ultimate mind fuck.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be able to handle it. I would be a much worse asshole, probably.
I do think he's a great actor, but definitely a real dick.
Yeah. But I'll say it was nice to do an episode like this, just kind of run-of-the-mill, basic, tabloid, like, nothing too crazy.
Yeah, and I'll put the pictures in, like, our Instagram carousel that I kept telling Troy to look up. But it is really crazy to read these blind items, then look at the pictures on Google.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Wow. Yeah, that was fun. I liked this episode.
Solid episode. And everyone, we have live shows coming up. Don't forget, we have Nashville, Denver, Minneapolis, Philly, and DC. All tickets link in our bio. It's going to be fun. And every show is different. I mean, we kind of started off the same, you know, but every show is different.
Yeah, they're all very unique. So even if you've been to a Beyond the Blind show, if you come again, it's literally a completely different experience. And now we are like seasoned, like, you know, podcast, traveling podcasters or whatever. So we have a better idea what we're doing. And I'm just like, I'm so excited.
Troy, I can't wait to drink in hotel bars with you again.
Oh, I miss it. It's like, what have I been doing with my life since then? I don't know.
When I was young, I used to read Chicken Soup for the Teenage Soul or whatever. Mm-hmm. And it's not even a funny joke. I'm going to delete that.
Don't delete that.
Okay. I don't know where I was going with that joke, guys. I'm sorry. You heard Troy say don't delete it. So it's staying in.
It landed how it needed to land. Don't say anything else.
Thank you guys so much for listening. Please make sure you rate, subscribe, come hang out with us at live shows. It's going to be so much fun.
And we love you very much. We'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye.
Seeking the truth never gets old. Introducing June's Journey, the free-to-play mobile game that will immerse you in a thrilling murder mystery. Join June Parker as she uncovers hidden objects and clues to solve her sister's death in a beautifully illustrated world set in the roaring 20s. With new chapters added every week, the excitement never ends. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.